والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Dunya is a place of asbab, darul asbab. Allah Ta'ala has made it the system in this dunya that a person will adopt the asbab and Allah Ta'ala will make the effect take place. That's the general rule. When Allah Ta'ala wills, then sometimes the asbab will be adopted, but there may not be any effect seen. And sometimes when Allah wills, the opposite of what that sabab is meant to do may happen. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was thrown into that fire of Namrud, but the opposite of what was the fire's nature is what happened. That became cool for him, because Allah Ta'ala's command was accordingly. But the general rule that Allah Ta'ala has created in this dunya is that the person will adopt that particular sabab. That means Allah Ta'ala will put that particular effect in it. So one is the apparent means. The apparent means, person is hungry, then he will eat something that will satiate him. He's thirsty, he will drink some water. And likewise, for his protection, he will undertake the normal precautions that are taken by people. So that is a sabab. Depending on whatever the level of precaution he wants to take, accordingly, somebody might just make sure that he's got good burglar guards, and that might be sufficient for him. Somebody might feel, no, he needs an alarm system as well. Somebody might think, no, he needs a electric fencing on the boundary wall. And then some might go beyond that they need an armed guard. Depending on whatever the halat are, depending on how things are, it's within the permissible limits, provided a person doesn't cross the line of Shariat. So there's no harm in adopting what is within the limits of Shariat in terms of these asbab as well. So the asbab of his security and protection, he'll adopt it. But just as these are asbab, Allah Ta'ala has provided through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam other asbab which are of an even higher level. And those are the asbab of dua and the various masnoon a'mal. And on a most fundamental level, Allah Ta'ala has made taqwa the sabab for a person's protection, for ease, for afiyat. In the Quran Sharif, in almost 3 ayat consecutively, almost the aspect of taqwa in its various effects and benefits are mentioned. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The one who adopts taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give him a solution to every problem. Allah will grant him that solution. Grant him risk from sources he cannot imagine. Now, this is every person's everyday issue, but Allah has kept that in taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah Ta'ala has put the ease of every matter in taqwa. And then the person who now adopts taqwa, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah will forgive his sins, grant him very great rewards. But now, in taqwa is all this kept. So likewise, together with taqwa, on the foundation of taqwa, it is the masnoon a'mal. The foundation is taqwa, but the person is staying away from haram, avoiding the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling Allah's commands. On that foundation, the masnoon a'mal, Allah has placed tremendous effect in it. Person does it correctly, with the right yaqeen, then he will see the benefits of that beyond the physical means. So this too will be adopted. This is something Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. When there was a need, he adopted the means. But the greater means, are these amal. One sahabi once came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that I am often anxious about what's going to happen to my family or my possessions or myself for that matter. So this fear comes into me. Now sometimes some people are a little bit, they get affected by things around them a little bit more. Somebody might not be too affected by it. In any case, wherever he was living, whatever his conditions were, his circumstances may have been, so he was often concerned about this. So he came and presented this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him one dua. He said, you recite this morning and evening. Three times, morning and evening. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. So now, he took the dua. Bismillahi ala deeni. Ya Allah, in your name, I seek your help and protection for the protection of my deen. That's the most important aspect. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi. And then on my life. And my children, family, waladi wa ahli, and wa mali, my possessions. So he left and went away with it. Some time later, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that what happened. He said, I don't feel any of that anxiety anymore. It's all completely disappeared. Now he, alhamdulillah, took that to heart, practiced on it accordingly, and he saw the benefit of it, that he had this overwhelming anxiety perhaps, or not overwhelming, he had this level of anxiety. But with the barakat of this, practicing on this amal that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him, alhamdulillah, that disappeared. So it requires that yaqeen, and it requires practicing on it wholeheartedly, diligently. So likewise, there are many, many other du'as, etc., which are not just for the sake of now, just some routine, but with that yaqeen that in this lies our protection, lies whatever benefits we are looking for, it's all in these amal. So we should be practicing on these things. There are some kitabs about the morning and evening du'as, which are from the sunnah. These are things to learn and to practice upon. Various ad'iya ma'thura, the masnoon du'as. So we should be learning them and practicing upon them. So one of these du'as which we often revise every year, in fact, is a du'a when a person is leaving his home. When he's leaving his home, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught one du'a. That when you leave your home, recite Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These three kalimat, these are things that we are all aware of. It's just a matter of the sequence in this du'a. Bismillah, everybody knows. And tawakkaltu ala Allah also everybody knows, inshallah. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah also. So it's just the sequence that these three are mentioned in the sequence in this dua. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the person who recites this at the time of leaving the home, so an angel calls out to him that hudita wa kufita wa wuqita and وَيَتَنَحَّ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. That this angel calls out to him three aspects, and then the fourth is an additional benefit. The three major benefits will come out of this. One, hudita, you have been rightly guided, meaning your hidayat will come for the day to keep inspiring you towards what is right. Now you'll have to grab and latch onto that, but the inspiration of hidayat will keep coming to you. With the barakat of this dua, hudita, wa kufita, and all your anxieties, fears, worries, concerns have been sufficed for. Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. And wa wuqita, and you have been protected. Protected is general, your deen, your dunya. And then further Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and shaitan moves away from him. That this person now, what can I do? So then the shaitan calls out to others, his other shayateen, and says, كَيْفَ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ هُدِيَ وَكُفِيَ وَوُقِيَ. What you gonna, how are you gonna interfere and try to mislead a person who has been guided already and he has been sufficed for and protected? What you gonna do now? You'd rather go somewhere else. So now these are simple du'as, but the tremendous benefit that has been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, and it's now for us to take the benefit, to bring it in our lives, bring it into our daily practice. As mentioned in one of the discussions, that many of these things, because it's not part of our system yet, so we'll remember after the event. Person will remember when he's returning home, what he should have read when he left. So now that will come to mind, when he's entering the house, what he should have read when he was leaving. So then very simple, that at the doorway put some reminder. So now when he's leaving the house, he'll see the reminder, dua. If he writes the whole dua, very good. And if he writes this, the word dua also, that will remind him. So now every time he leaves, he'll recite the dua. After 1 week, he won't need the reminder. But subhanallah, what a tremendously great benefit. So we should be taking advantage of these great gifts that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us with. And we are the ones who will benefit. And if we neglect it, we don't take it to heart, then we lost out on the benefit. So these are things to bring into our practice. We should make note of this and start practicing on it, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم
حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت